Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. We don't hear much about RA, short for rheumatoid arthritis, because new drugs are pretty effective. But their side effects can be serious, so a new gene therapy that only targets problem joints is ideal.
RA is the most common form of arthritis that happens when the body's own immune system attacks the synovium, a membrane that lines our joints. This membrane contains blood vessels which provide nutrients for the cartilage and lubrication in the joint.
When the body attacks the synovium, the joint swells, and over time, the bones and cartilage there erode. Then the tendons and ligaments that bind the joints weaken and stretch, causing deformity.
RA's triggers are unknown, but it may be hereditary, and it's more common in women between ages 40 and 60. One treatment for RA is the drug Humira, but it affects the immune system. Some patients have developed life-threatening diseases such as tuberculosis.
The new therapy, however, only treats the joints. ART-102 is injected into the affected joints and uses an engineered version of a virus into which researchers place the gene. The gene encodes human interferon beta.
The gene is turned on or off by an additional piece of DNA that only turns on the gene when there's inflammation in the joint. Once on, interferon beta is produced, which reduces inflammation and the progression of RA in that joint.
ART-102 should wrap up clinical trials by the end of 2018. If it's safe and effective, the next hurdle is the price.
With nearly 1.5 million Americans and 5 million worldwide suffering from rheumatoid arthritis, hopefully the drug will be affordable enough and insurance companies will pay for it.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.